I'm going to teach you how to let other people pick up the tab. You know that feeling you get when you're eating out with someone and they pick up the tab? I mean, feels pretty good, right? I mean, you get all the benefits of the meal, okay? The nutrition, the full belly, and absolutely none of the wallet-draining downsides. Now, if you're watching this on the day of release, April Fool's Day, April 1st, is at the end of the week. And out of all the lower tier holidays, this one is my favorite. I love seeing all the pranks that people, companies, and YouTubers do on this day. One of my favorites from last year was the Stoner by a company called 12 South. They pretended to have made a stone to put an iPhone MagSafe charger in. And they made all kinds of funny references that you would expect from a product named Stoner. Well, the joke was actually on them because people love the idea. And after tons of demand for it, they actually ended up making it. Pretty neat. But the other reason that I really like April Fool's Day is that it renews my commitment to wisdom each year. If you know me or have followed this channel for a while, you know that I love to talk about wisdom, what it is, and more importantly, where to find it. In the simplest terms, wisdom is having knowledge based on experience. It's like the Farmers insurance commercials here in the United States.
At Farmers, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
That's wisdom. Knowing based on experience. But here's the thing. There's actually a wisdom shortcut. Yes, wisdom is based on experience, but you don't have to be the one to actually have had the experience yourself. You don't have to go through the school of hard knocks, make a bunch of bad decisions, or have even lived a long time in order to have wisdom. You can make someone else pay the wisdom tab for you. You see, in the book of Proverbs, a collection of wisdom found in the Old Testament, there are four types of people when it comes to wisdom. There are the simple. These are people who don't have wisdom because of a lack of life experience. Okay, think young people who simply haven't lived long enough to have that life experience. There are the wise. These are people who know a thing or two because they've seen a thing or two, and they make decisions in such a way that they minimize hardships and they live righteous lives. Then there are fools, those who have lived long enough to know better, but still choose to make poor decisions. And then finally, the mocker, who is not only a fool with his own life, but mocks and tears down others who seek to live wisely. Last year, I did a whole series on Proverbs, including explaining these four types in more depth. They will be linked below if you want to check those out. But to go back to the idea of gaining wisdom from experience, you have two options. You can either directly gain the knowledge, the experience yourself, or you can learn from the experience of others. Now, let me illustrate this in a way that you know. You know that touching a hot stove is a really, really bad idea. And there's one of two ways that you have this wisdom. You either touched a hot stove yourself and therefore have wisdom based on your experience, or you have never touched a hot stove yourself, but instead you learn from others' unfortunate experience. See, you learn from experience either way, but one of those didn't involve pain on your part. Now, this was the, to use nerdy comic book lingo, the origin story of King Solomon from the Old Testament. See, Solomon was the third king of the united Israel and the first king to ever take the throne in a smooth transition of power. Now, we don't know how young he was when he assumed the throne after his father's death, but the scripture indicates that he was young. His father said this of him before his death, "My son, Solomon, whom God has clearly chosen as the next king of Israel, is still young and inexperienced." So one night, very early on in his rule, probably in that first year, God appears to Solomon in a dream and asks him, "What do you want? Ask and I will give it to you." Now, if God asked that to any young king, there could be a lot that could be asked for. He could have said, long life, wealth, the death of my enemies. But here's Solomon's reply. "Now, O Lord my God, you have made me king instead of my father David, but I'm like a little child who doesn't know his way around." He's acknowledging that he is simple. "And here I am in the midst of your own chosen people, a nation so great and numerous that they cannot be counted. Give me an understanding heart so that I can govern your people well and know the difference between right and wrong. For who by himself is able to govern this great people, not of his, but of yours? The passage continues. The Lord was pleased that Solomon asked for wisdom. So God replied, because you have asked for wisdom in governing my people with justice and have not asked for a long life or wealth or the death of your enemies, I will give you what you've asked for. I will give you a wise and understanding heart, such as no one else has had or will ever have. I will also give you what you did not ask for, riches and fame. No other king in all the world will be compared to you for the rest of your life. God is telling Solomon, I'm picking up the tab for you. I will impart to you wisdom so that you can lead well. Then God gives Solomon a warning, one that Solomon sadly does not heed. He says, and if you follow me and obey my decrees and my commands as your father David did, I will give you a long life. You see, knowing the wise thing and doing the wise thing, they're not the same thing. At some point, Solomon becomes the fool he warns us not to be in Proverbs. He knows from experience what the best path is, but then he refuses to take it. That is foolish. But while Solomon was walking the path laid out by wisdom, his life and his kingdom was truly a sight to behold. Diplomats came from all over to hear him speak. The Israelite economy was booming and the living standards were super high. Even the famous Queen of Sheba marveled at his wisdom. Oh man, I mentioned the Queen of Sheba. The comments on YouTube are going to be weird. Anyway, what does King Solomon's story have to do with us? Well, we should seek wisdom. And yes, like Solomon, that means asking God directly for it. James 1:5 says, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. God is not sitting in heaven hearing our prayers from wisdom saying, no, get your own wisdom. This is my wisdom. No. He's happy to give it and he gives it generously. Next, we should seek wisdom from Scripture. Read the book of Proverbs often. I like to read the chapter of Proverbs that corresponds to the day of the month. If it's the first day of the month, read Proverbs 1. If it's the 15th, read Proverbs 15. You get the idea. Now you might be thinking, now isn't that a little repetitive? Yes, you do repeat the book of Proverbs 12 times a year, but it's not repetitive. I find that I need that wisdom, and getting a daily dose is pretty amazing. And finally, we should be observing, okay, looking deeply at our world, reflecting on it, and extracting wisdom from it. There are many times in the book of Proverbs that wisdom is gained by looking at nature, like ants, for instance. We should also study history so we can learn from it. You know the saying, those who do not learn history are doomed to repeat it. That's wisdom, learning from other people's experiences. And it's even in more mundane things as well. You've probably said these words before. Yeah, if I had to do it all over again, I would. That's a reference to wisdom. Based on my experience, here's my knowledge. All of these things, learning from nature, from history, and even your own life, they require the discipline of observing, reflecting, and extracting. So, ask God, read Proverbs, and dig out wisdom for yourself. Then you'll be able to live a disciplined and successful life, do what is right, just, and fair, and like Solomon, bring honor to the name of the Lord. Hey, I hope you learned something in this video. If you did, would you please consider sharing it on something like Facebook? Also, be sure to subscribe so that you can catch the next video when it drops. Special thanks to channel sponsor LifeWord. Check out all the great things that they're doing at lifeword.org. We'll see you next time. Grace and peace.